Hear the words of my prophet, saith the Spirit of grace. For many do not recognize the spirit of prophecy. And therefore mark those that they've had in their minds in the mystique of what is prophecy and what is not. For prophecy is my mind spoken at the moment of my heart's desire. For even as the worship leader this morning spoke, these are my words of prophecy to you, saith the Spirit of grace. For did I not say that my old men shall dream dreams, the young men shall see visions, and upon my servants and my handmaidens will I pour out of my spirit, and they will prophesy, speak my word. For I say unto you, listen, and listen carefully. For Satan has desired to sift you and to sift this church and these elders and these people like wheat. Like never before, take into great consideration your position and your posture in the house, saith the Spirit of grace. Do not reckon that the words that you're hearing now are mere words of men. For if you do, you're snared already and deceived. Take this as a warning from the Father, and know this, that I desire through my Spirit to exalt what you've preached and what you've taught by example these many years. Something that you've desired that resembles everything that my kingdom is about to be birthed in the earth, and you are birthing it. But know this, that the hordes of hell have been sent to devour you. They will devour you from the least to the greatest. They will take those things that be small and turn them large. They will cause molehills to become mountains. They will cause small things to become large things, and little things of offense to become great things of separation. Hear these words, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Stay steady in the ark. Stay steady. Many deep waters are around you. Do not seek to escape. Stay in the ark. Stay in the place. For not many days from hence, the ark will settle. The windows will be open. And the glory of my Spirit will come on this place, even as it is already available, present tense. The manifestation and the reality of it will come into fullness. But I say unto you, as you've heard these words, worship me, irregardless of atmosphere, irregardless of presence of who is present and who is not present, irregardless of circumstances in your own personal life, irregardless of emotions. And know this, that one of the greatest onslaughts that the enemy will send in these days is emotions. Do not trust your emotions. Trust my word, saith the Spirit of grace. Make no decisions. Speak no words out of emotions. Speak my word. And if you do not know what to say, then say nothing. Be quiet and speak my word at the right time, the time of opportunity. Speak my word and worship me. This is the message of today. Blessings I bless you with, and honor I honor you with my presence and my Son. Have I not said that those who bear fruit, I will purge them, that they will bear more fruit, saith the Spirit of grace. I speak to you as not as an angry father, but as a father that cherishes what he has in the earth. Follow me and follow these sayings, saith the Spirit of grace.